Yeah, area. Tell me when I go. Tell me when I go. Go dum dum dum. Good evening, everybody. Y'all energy is not lit enough. I'll explain what that means later. Good evening, everybody. You all know we have the responsibility for determining what kind of energy this type of event is going to have. So we have to ensure that we bring a certain type of fervor, passion, and power for what we bring forth here for the rest of our time. So let me invoke my liberatory pedagogy and the spirit of my most transformative educators and ask one more time. Are y'all ready to graduate? How ready? Now that's what I'm talking about. Thank you for that intro, Cleve, one of the finest mentors I've ever had. Thank you for those at this school that uplifted me and continue to empower students to live our best lives and become the fullest versions of ourselves. Shouts out to those in the room. Josh, for being my mentor when I was a mentor for mentees. You taught me teaching is more about listening and helping students see their gifts than it is talking. Thank you, Valerie, for teaching me whatever problems exist in the classroom, the answer is already in the room, and that students have creative ways to support each other if we set them up for it. Scott, for the bottomless mentorship on how to read and write. Jeff, for helping me realize that the heart of good teaching is reflection and love. And Lawrence, for that life-changing Philippines trip, which made me see close poverty and redefine happiness. Thank you to the parents, caregivers, and peers. And thank you, shining graduates, for continuing your education while there are seemingly more ways than ever to live a life without one. For my Spanish speakers, lo siento mi español solo un poquito, pero mucho gusto. Este arroz ya se coció. For my Mandarin speakers, 会讲中文的同学们, 希望你们今天晚上有收获,要是没有收获的话,待会儿来找我,我来推你这个时间. For those with family members who are non-native English speakers, would y'all let them know right now I wasn't just speaking English? It's good to keep them in the loop, right? And matter of fact, you are welcome to keep your friends and family in the loop as I give my speech. Throughout, it won't distract me, and I think it's important that they know what's going on. 3 years ago, I delivered a commencement speech in this very room in front of EOPS, transfer students. Since then, I've graduated with a computer science degree from San Jose State University. Yo, we out here. The two most valuable parts of that journey were the relationships I've made along the way, and the fact that now I know I can learn to design a life with more freedom and meaning. I've dreamt of getting a redo because that speech years ago wasn't that engaging for my audience. If somebody told you teaching is just talking, somebody lied to you, son. I had 99 problems and that speech was one. No Jay-Z fans? For tonight's attempt to be more durable, I'm going to need a little help. There are three invitations I'd like to leave you all here with. And when I say each of them for the first time, I'm going to pause, give you all a second to rise and stand and stretch. And on the count of three, we're going to say the invitation out loud together for those who are all willing and able. How's that sound? Historically, when teachers over-index on lectures and reward the speed of outspoken students in the community, everyone else loses on epiphanies, questions, and cultural wealth from others who've been neglected in the room. But for tonight's format, I digress. For folks who find value from the invitations and continue the conversation long after my talk, please come find me. I have gifts for you that will help you get paid to learn wherever you go next. Okay, so y'all ready? The task of the transfer ceremony speaker is to offer lessons to people who hate listening to other people giving them life advice. That's facts. I get it. Our generation gets so much bad advice. Don't write passwords that are easily hacked. Create passwords that you'll surely forget. Don't invest or believe in the common public good. Inherit a solely profit motive. Don't buy coffee on your way to school. Buy cryptocurrency instead. It's like here we're living in a world with a housing crisis, healthcare contingent on our employer, food insecurity, drug epidemic. But may we offer you some life hacks? Let me say, just because our elders have left us an imperfect world doesn't mean they don't love us. It just means that they love other stuff more, like Porsches and yachts, influence and control at the cost of others' health and well-being. Today is a special moment for any family because an invisible milestone is crossed. We can see the arc of life bending. Remember those who once changed our diapers, soon will be changing theirs. But the burden of our generation is that we make this beginning in a moment in history full of a fear of endings. Democracy is doomed, the American dream is dead, truth itself is in peril, the earth is on fire. It's like happy graduation, your present is surviving COVID. When Cleve first asked me to give this address, the question that came to me was, when the world feels like it's ending, but you are only just getting started, how might you build a good life? So y'all ready for my first invitation? Rise and stretch for those who are able and willing, and repeat after me. To rewrite the rules of the world, everyone, 3, 2, 1, to rewrite the rules of the world. You may remain standing, move around, or be seated. If it were up to me, we'd be using this time in small groups chatting about these invitations after hearing each other's stories. Cleve, can you back me on that? It's true, right? I came to you twice after you came to me saying that we should do small groups, but I know you're just looking out for me. The failure of previous generations, myself included, to solve our greatest problems is your inheritance. There's no way around that. But that inheritance includes a gift that comes to few generations in history. A chance to reject narratives of what's talent, who's genius or smart, and what it means to live a rich life. As much as any generation in history, yours has earned a right to begin again, redrafting our social contract, reckoning with capitalism itself, redressing racial injustice, rebuilding the landscape of our societies in order to solve the dire problems we see in our world today. Can I get a yer if you're still with me? Thanks to your generation, it's about using these crises to solve the other things we should have solved a long time ago, but didn't have the guts. No beceras. Meo tigatan. Your generation understands what so many prior generations failed to, that the fight for an earth we can live on can't simply be about a paycheck or likes. That we must bring people in to significant projects to create better societies, including ones we can live on. As someone who studied computer science for 6 years now, I can say with confidence, staff members here at Foothill are adding more social value than the average tech or finance bro in Silicon Valley. Let them get their bag while you plot how to get yours in fulfilling ways, in socially conscious ways. Unless you were an investor in Silicon Valley Bank, in which they, in case they lost their bag. Anyone who has YouTube knows that your generation has a talent for seeing through adult lies and hypocrisies, no cap, and of thinking for yourselves. The world needs this reimagining, multiracial democracy, how do we realize it, capitalism, reform or overthrow, housing, healthcare, education, are these commodities or rights? You have a chance to ask and answer more fundamental questions than most generations get to. Now, my second invitation, please stand and rise if you haven't been seated since the first invitation, and repeat after me. We will be called to redefine ambition. Everyone, 3, 2, 1, we will be called to redefine ambition. The fact that you are here in the transfer ceremony means you've survived a Hunger Games, Squid Games ambition gauntlet. You've submitted to endless structure at the expense of exploration and connection. Listening to yet another lecture like this one, for example. On God, it's true, right? That kind of ambition got you here. Congrats. But it won't get you to where you are going if where you want to go is a fulfilling life, not a depleted one. Many adults won't tell you the truth about this, sometimes because they've lived depleted lives themselves and kind of feel like it's your turn now, or because they worry that you'll struggle too much. I'm not saying be less ambitious, I'm saying be ambitious about your whole life, not just your work or career. Be ambitious about cooking people meals that help them remember their grandma. Be ambitious about being the first friend people call after their hospital visit. Be ambitious about making the most out of your education. Be ambitious about it all. Redefining ambition doesn't just mean balancing work and personal life. It also means rethinking what it means to be ambitious about work. Pursue the ambition of a craft, I say, not of a career. There is a difference. A craft is a basic activity you dedicate yourself to day after day, months after months, years after years. Studying law to defend human rights is a craft. Basketball is not my craft. Facilitating learning is my craft. Too many people in this world chase career success more than craft and end up with neither. If you commit to doing something particular, focus really well, and iteratively get better at that thing or at that craft, you will find your career, you will find your success. Don't obsess about how to rise, obsess about how to get scarily good at something you believe in. Many people with advanced degrees go on to lead lives of misery, surviving on rationalizations, coming home to their families, morally emaciated, because it is draining to spend your life pretending to be. Don't get degrees you don't want. Don't choose work based on fear. Don't use your eventual partner's or children's alleged needs to justify an immoral career. Remember, being set up to make the most money possible is not why you came to this school. It's why your families sent you to school. You know that ethic that says join clubs that will get you into the Ivies, not those that will feed your soul? Pursue a resume at any cost, even to connection, community, or friendship? That ethic is the competitive kid variant of the virus that in adult form has wrecked everything. Now stand and rise for my third and last invitation to reclaim the idea of America. 3, 2, 1, reclaim the idea of America. My assumption is that most people here believe in liberal democracy, in evidence-based reality, the ideals of freedom and justice for all. And if you don't, welcome anyway, we are recruiting. Our generation is so attuned to America's shortcomings, but if our general vibe is that America is irredeemably racist, patriarchal, heteronormative, ableist, theistic, and oppressive, we're going to lose every contest for hearts and minds. We can be clear-eyed about the injustices and flaws America was built on and still see the promise of its story. If you have a chance to travel the world or read, you realize that America is trying to do something remarkable and rare, creating a country forged of the world made of all the other countries, a country that takes people from everywhere and turns them into the fullest versions of themselves, a country without a shared race, ethnicity, religion, or first language. Uniting people instead by values is a dazzling vision no great power in history has ever reached for. And we're closer than we realize to achieving it. So, my dear class of 2023, these are my invitations to you. Say them after me. 1. Rewrite the rules of the world. 2. Redefine ambition. 3. Reclaim the idea of America. Be stubborn in your goals, but flexible in your methods. Go to office hours and take your learning habits seriously. Get to know the people on campus, but don't extract them like fossil fuel. Build actual relationships with them. Before I send you off, let me salute those who raised you. Let me celebrate those at this school for bringing out your immense talents. And let me congratulate you. Today is a new beginning, commencement. The world literally can't wait for what you'll do with it. One of the few things that I left out is during the actual run of this speech I gave, an example of a crisis I had invited the audience to pull out their phones and Google academic, the word academic, and Scott had read out the second definition of academic, and then I had everyone who had the word and definition in front of them read them out loud at the same time. But the short version of that is the second definition of the word academic on Google says not of particular, it's not applicable or not particularly interesting. And I think that's a crisis, right? Along with all the other crises, like student debt crisis. But like for us as students, if that is the definition of academic and we're here spending all this time and energy and money building academic skills and pursuing our academics, how are we going to solve that, right? How are we going to solve that problem? Yeah, so that was one activity I kind of built in. So yeah, the majority of the heavy lifting in terms of the writing of this came from Anand Giridharadas, the winner of the author of The Winners Take All, The Elite Charade of Changing the World, and his newer book, The Persuaders. And of course, my teachers who taught me to tell the truth and be courageous in doing so. Okay, thanks for listening. Open to any and all feedback that you can post on the YouTube comments of my video. Thanks.